When someone dies in traffic in New York City, their loved ones want to know how it happened. Details on these deaths do exist in reports produced by the police after every fatal or serious traffic collision. But in our series Mean Streets, WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports the information is hard to come by, even for families of the victims.
It may seem odd, but Shipe Liao keeps a video on his phone that shows the moment an SUV struck and killed his 4-year-old daughter, Allison. He shows it to me after we've talked for a couple of hours at the intersection in Flushing, Queens, where the collision occurred 5 months earlier.
I was thinking just showing you. What do you think?
Okay, go ahead.
The video was taken by a driver with a dashboard camera who approached the intersection by chance right before the SUV hit Allison and her grandmother as they walked hand in hand with the light inside a crosswalk. Shipe wants to share it.
So you get an understanding of what we know, basically, right. And not just me telling you what happened.
Officers from the NYPD's Collision Investigation Squad obtained the video and included it in their report on the collision, one of New York City's 156 pedestrian fatalities in 2013. Shipe and his wife Amy wouldn't have known about the recording had it not been in the report.
This is the driver from the camera.
Right. Going down Main Street, there's the grocery store.
It's a terrible thing to watch.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's a version of the truth that Shipe says he's glad to have, because it helps him understand his daughter's final moments rather than conjure the nightmare himself. The police conduct an investigation into every fatal and serious traffic collision in New York City. There were 466 investigations last year, but the results are kept from the public and the press. Even family members must file a Freedom of Information Law or FOIA request to see a collision report. That's what Shipe and his wife Amy did soon after Allison died. It took a few months, but the report arrived. Then the couple looked at it.
We're like, wait, the video is missing. There's some examples of pictures in the report, but they're all dark. You barely can see anything. And we had to submit another FOIA request for the rest of the evidence that's there, including the video.
They filed a second request and turned for help to their councilman, Peter Koo. He wrote a letter to Queens District Attorney Richard Brown, asking him to urge the police to hand over the complete report. Koo says he doesn't understand why that should have been so hard.
Well, of course, I was surprised. I thought a family involved in an accident can get a report. It's not to strangers or to the news media, but this is the immediate family.
Koo added in an email that the system adds insult to already broken hearts. The complaint was echoed last month at a rally on the steps of City Hall by members of the advocacy group Families for Safe Streets.
We still have not gotten the full traffic report.
That's Amy Cohen. A van struck and killed her 12-year-old son Sammy on Prospect Park West on October 8th. 2 days after the death of Allison Liao. Like the Liao's, Cohen and her husband have filed multiple requests for information.
We have a friend who is a lawyer who reached out on our behalf. He's had to file a FOIA request and an order to show cause, and we're still waiting to find out exactly what happened.
Safety advocate Charles Komanoff argues there's another problem with keeping the reports from the public sphere.
These reports, of which there are several hundred a year, contain a wealth of data that would enable the transportation department, the NYPD, city planners, community groups to design and create safer streets and a safer culture for pedestrians and cyclists and drivers.
Mayoral spokesman Wiley Norval says it takes a Freedom of Information Law request to see a report because the reports are considered part of an active investigation. The NYPD won't comment on the policy. Norval told WNYC that Mayor de Blasio is thinking about, quote, making more information available to the public. De Blasio has met to discuss the issue with Amy Cohen and other members of Families for Safe Streets at the City Hall rally. Here's what Cohen said about the meeting.
He has made a commitment to all of us as family members that they will start to release the reports after the crashes, which currently we do not receive.
A reporter asked when that might happen.
I really can't get into that. We are here today to hold them accountable.
A website for Mayor de Blasio's Vision Zero project, which seeks to eliminate traffic fatalities in the city within 10 years, says the administration will increase its sharing of information and data sets. As of now, it doesn't specify that traffic collision reports will be part of that sharing. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.
WNYC is keeping track of fatal traffic crashes in New York City this year. You can learn more at WNYC.org.